Today I bought a box. It's full of fake plastic food. It's not real food. I wrote a song about it.
Drumsticks, cake mix, watermelon, taco shells, soda pop, lemon, apple, olive oil, Cheerios, green grapes, purple grapes, lettuce, pretzel, corn, ketchup, orange juice, hot dogs, chicken noodle soup.
Toy food, like real food, but it's toy food, not real food, do not eat. Toy food, like real food, but it's toy food, not real food, do not eat.
Sweet peas, strawberries, salt and pepper, french fries, garlic loaf, refried beans, bananas, red pepper, green pepper, crinkle fries, ice cream, turkey chunks, chicken chunks, tuna chunks, fudge.
Toy food, like real food, but is toy.
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat.
Toy food,
like real food, but is toy.
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat. Hamburger, hamburger,
donuts.
Hamburger, hamburger,
pizza.
Hamburger, hamburger,
carrot.
Hamburger, hamburger,
helper. Green beans, oranges, pea pod, pineapple, croissant, potato, spaghetti, baguettes, potato chips, tomato soup, pickle, cookie, niblets, milk, peas, gourd, meat.
Toy food, like real food, but is toy.
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat.
Toy food, like real food,
but is toy.
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat.
Toy food, toy food.
Did you ever know a noisy eater? Once upon a time, I was a noisy eater. I was oh so very, very rude and oh so noisy when I ate my food. Fiddle faddle, fiddle faddle, fiddle faddle food. Much too noisy when I ate my food. One day, I was eating my dinner. And my mother said to me,
"Son."
"Yes, Mama."
"Son, can't you please be a little quieter when you're eating?"
I'm sorry, Mama. But I kept right on making noises, and my other table manners were just as bad. Whenever I wanted something, instead of waiting patiently for it to be passed as the other children did, I would reach clear across the table for it. "I want some more butter." "No matter. I'll get it myself." I want some more meat." No matter. I'll get it myself." When I drank my soup, instead of drinking it politely as the other children did, I would gulp it from the bowl. And the soup would dribble down my chin onto my shirt and slop onto the rug. It was more than Mama and Papa could stand. So finally they called me to them.
"Son, your father and I have decided that you are a good boy. But we cannot stand your bad manners any longer. We have decided that you must leave this house and not return until you have learned to eat properly."
"All right, Mama and Papa." So I went upstairs and packed my toothbrush and my nightgown and my jackknife and my frog and a few other odds and ends and started down the road. Well, I walked for a long time, and my suitcase was so heavy I could hardly drag it along. It was beginning to get dark, so I went up to a house on the edge of town and knocked.
"Hello, little boy. What's the matter? Are you lost?"
"I'm tired." I'm hungry.
Well, come on in. Stay as long as you want to. You're just in time for dinner.
So I went into the house feeling kind of scared. And the nice lady's husband carried my suitcase upstairs for me. And pretty soon, we all sat down at the dining room table for dinner.
Well, for dinner tonight, we're going to have beefsteak and corn on the cob.
Oh, goody. As soon as the nice lady set dinner on the table, I began to eat. That's good. Oh, boy. Where's the gravy? No matter.
Stop! Stop, I tell you! You may be a nice little boy, but you're a noisy eater. So I'm afraid you can't stay here after all. We've changed our minds.
Her husband went right up the stairs, got my suitcase, and I was soon trudging along the road again in the darkness. Well, the same thing happened again, and it happened many more times, and I had about decided that no one would ever love me. When one night I stopped at a house where a great big fat man and a skinny wife lived, they were sitting down to dinner when something quite unexpected happened. The fat man said,
"Say, I hope you won't mind, little boy, but my wife and I are kind of noisy when we eat."
Mind? Why, of course not.
In fact, we're the noisiest eaters in the world. Hey, Maria, where's the salt? No matter. Hey, listen to us drink soup. Come on, Maria. Let's show the boy. What's the matter, boy? Aren't you eating too?
I couldn't believe my ears. No wonder people couldn't stand my noisy eating. Now I could hear what it sounded like. It was terrible. I got up from the table, grabbed my suitcase, and without even saying goodbye, I left the house and went hurrying toward home. I ran as fast as I could, and when I got there, I told my parents I wasn't going to be a noisy eater any longer, and I proved it to them. And they were so pleased, they gave me a present.
Son, to show you how pleased we have decided to give you a $5 bill. Take it and buy anything you want.
And what do you suppose I bought? Well, we'll put it this way. If someone gave you a $5 bill, what would you buy? Tell me. Well, now, isn't that strange? Because that's exactly what I bought, too. I was oh so very, very good, and oh so quiet when I ate my food.
Out of his secret garden somewhere in New Jersey comes your newest favorite superhero.
It is I, Captain Vegetable, with my carrot and my celery. Eating crunchy vegetables is good for me, and they're good for you, so eat them too, for teeth so strong your whole life long. Eat celery and carrots by the bunch. Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable! Crunch, crunch, crunch!
My name is Andy, I love candy. I eat candy whenever I can. If it's handy, give me some candy. It's so good and sweet, the perfect treat. It's such a thrill to eat my fill and gobble till there's nothing on the plate. Candy is great.
But wait! Who are you? Some kind of bad dream?
Do I look like a bad dream? This is I, Captain Vegetable, with my carrot and my celery. Eating crunchy vegetables is good for me,
and they're good for you, so eat them too, for teeth so strong your whole life long. Eat celery and carrots by the bunch. Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable! Crunch, crunch, crunch!
My name is Eddie, I love spaghetti, so I eat it whenever I can. If it's ready, give me spaghetti. It's a lovely thing, it looks like string. It's such a thrill to eat my fill and gobble till there's nothing on the plate. Spaghetti is great. But wait! What are you? Are you some kind of weirdo?
Do I look like a weirdo? It is I, your newest superhero. It is I, Captain Vegetable, with my carrot and my celery. Eating crunchy vegetables is good for me, and they're good for you, so eat them too, for teeth so strong your whole life long. Eat celery and carrots by the bunch. Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable!
Gee, Captain Vegetable, this is the best thing to come along since meatballs! Three cheers for Captain Vegetable!
Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable! Crunch! Crunch! Crunch!
There's a food going around that's a sticky, sticky doo. Oh, well, it tastes real good, but it's so hard to chew.
chicken heads. Chicken heads, chicken feet. Chicken necks are all I eat. She gives me kisses for the night before. I told her, chick, I didn't want any more. Cause on the weekend when I get my check, she fills the refrigerator full of necks. Chicken heads, chicken feet. Chicken necks are all I eat.
And have a real good time. You tell Judy and I'll tell Jake to bring some chicken and a chocolate cake. I'll bring a little home food to keep awake. Now hurry, hurry, for goodness sake. Oh, yeah, they're coming and so is Sue. A crawfish is jumping in the big bayou. I'll bring some bait for the crawfish line. Bring your gal and I'll bring mine.
Crawfish, 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 crawfish. Hey, I'll find you and meet me on the big bayou. Crawfish, crawfish, crawfish.
Bring me some pork chops and mustard green, shrimp fried rice and some ooh red beans, lamb chops and cabbage greens, save some of this for me. Cornbread and black-eyed peas, one big piece of American cheese, soup and some tree green tea, this is the dish for me. All that food that costs so much, caviar and such, bring me some pork chops and mustard greens. This is the dish for me. Oh, save some of this for me. Next bones and navy beans, one big pot of some collard greens, corn cakes and muffins too. I'll save some of this for you. Hot cakes and bacon too. Once in a while some Irish stew, pigtails and sauerkraut. This will knock you out. All that food that costs so much, frog legs and such. Bring me some pork chops and mustard greens. This is the dish for me. Oh, save some of this for me. Some string beans too. Look what I'm about to serve to you. Gumbo and steamed up rice. Boy, don't that sound real nice. Hog head on a New Year's Day. Egg foo young, the Chinese way. Sausage and waffles too. This is the dish for you. High class food that costs so much. Rattlesnake and such. Bring me some pork chops and mustard greens. This is the dish for me. Oh, save some of this for me. Save some of this for me. Save some of this for me.
If you think you know all there is to know about pork rinds, think again. They may be a much healthier food than you ever suspected. For example, a 1 ounce serving of pork rinds contains 0 carbohydrates, 18 grams of protein, and 10 grams of fat. That's 9 times the protein and less fat than a serving of potato chips. Plus, 43% of a pork rind's fat is unsaturated, and they have a glycemic index of 0. Recently, Rudolph Foods, the world's largest manufacturer of pork rinds, partnered with Major League Eating, the sports franchise that oversees all professional eating contests and competitive eating television specials, to sanction the first pork rind eating contest for the annual Pork Rind Heritage Festival. The winner of the pork rind eating contest won the title of World Pork Rind Eating Champion and a cash prize. Some say, however, that anyone who eats pork rinds is already a winner in terms of nutrition. When Men's Health magazine listed their top 5 junk foods that are good for you, pork rinds topped the list. To learn more, visit www.rudolphfoods.com.
Baby, you tried to clean up my whole cluttered life. Maybe, just maybe, you could have been my wife. I thought you were my type. We got along great till you saw that pork rinds was all that I ate. I gave up potato chips just like you said, and then I tried your food that tasted like cardboard instead. I put down the toilet seat and I bought you a ring, honey. But I can't give up pork rinds, and baby, that's the thing. Can't give up my pork rinds no matter what you say. Can't give up my pork rinds just to have you stay. You gave me an ultimatum. A girl is so easy to find. I guess I'll have to pack your bags, 'cause I just love pork rinds. You just don't compare with them morsels of pork. The spicy kind just has a lot more torque. I love you, babe, you were the best of the time, but I just won't give up my rinds. Can't give up my pork rinds no matter what you say. Out of here, honey, 'cause I love my pork rinds.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in him.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like
mine with a kiss.
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied
as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like
mine with a hug.
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown.
Eggs can be almost bliss. Just as long as I get my kiss.
Hello, hey. Can I get everybody to put down your forks and spoons for a second? I want to give you a playlist, all right? That's fine. We'll be eating again in a minute. You know, it's a good thing to help your digestion to have a bunch of accordion music. Did you know that? That's why a lot of Italian restaurants have accordion guys wandering around, because it helps in the digestion. Nobody knows why. Anyway, I want to welcome you to the second Thanksgiving dinner. We're having leftovers tonight because there was just so much goddamn food left over from last week. It's just amazing. So I'm really getting full of it, but I got more room, so I'm going to get back diving in a second. We started the first set with I'm all right, really I am. Lemon Demon, that was, and that was something called Toy Food, a Liszt song. We have a couple of them today, oddly enough. After that, Jerry Lewis, a two-sided single, Noisy Eater. Captain Vegetable was Sesame Street. We heard from the Marathons. You remember them, of course, and that was Peanut Butter. That was probably their only hit. And you forgot about that song entirely, didn't you? I know, so did I. That's okay. That's why I'm here, bringing them back alive. Wendy Renee, after that, Barbecue. Eat That Chicken was Charles Mingus, believe it or not. I guess they were having a whole lot of fun in the studio that day, so I'm glad they let us in on the joke and let that come out so we could all hear it. I enjoyed it a lot. The Stags after that was Chicken Necks, a cover of Don and Mel's hit, probably their only hit. I think it was Don and Mel. It wasn't Don and Juan, it was somebody else. Clarence Garlow after that, and that was Crawfishin'. Pork Chops and Mustard Greens was Ernie Andrews, followed by an ode to pork rinds. I love my pork rinds from John Campbell, which included a commercial expounding the virtues of pork rinds as told by Rudolph Foods. And I am given to understand that Rudolph Foods makes the best pork rinds ever. I've never had them. I've had many, many other kinds. My favorite is Texas Pete, okay? The hot ones.
Yeah.
Mm. And then How Do You Like Your Eggs in the Morning was Dean Martin and Helen O'Connell. I'm sure that was a rather scandalous song back in the, I guess, 40s when it first came out, given the times and all. But there you go. So anyway, that brings us up to where we are now. The waiters are getting ready to bring out the second course. I suggest you eat a little slower this time, okay? Because I saw what happened. I saw what you did down there at the end. The dog is not going to clean that up. All right, back we go.
Enchiladas and beans, love 'em, dozens of 'em. I consume them by the score. And when I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. You can have the fourth position on my list. Must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas, and beans?
Thank you.
sounds to the coral shores. You're the only one my heart adores. You've only got three competitors. Tacos. From the Mississippi to the Amazon, there's not much we don't agree upon. Wish we could get together on tacos. Love 'em, dozens of 'em, I consume them by the score. And when I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. You can have the fourth position on my list. Must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos? Enchiladas and beans, they make me kind of sick, but I love them.
Taco Grande.
Chimichangas y chili carrero. Yo tengo el dinero para un steak picado. Las tatas y tamales siempre muy bueno. Y el chili relleno. You see, I just gotta have a tostada, carne asada. That's right, I want the whole enchilada. My only addiction has to do with a flour tortilla. I need a quesadilla. I love to stuff my face with tacos al carbón. With my friends or when I'm all alone. Yo tengo mucho hambre y ahora lo quiero. Un burrito ranchero. So give me something spicy and hot now. Break out the menu, what you got now? Who would you tell the waiter I'd like to have sour cream on the side? You better make sure the beans are refried.
Taco Grande.
Well, there's not a taco big enough for a man like me. That's why I order two or three. Let me give you a tip, just try a nacho chip. It's really good with bean dip. I eat uno, dos, tres, cuatro burritos. Pretty soon I can't fit in my speedos. Well, I hope they feed us lots of chicken fajitas and a peach or margaritas. Well, the combination plates all come with beans and rice. The taquitos here are very nice. Now I'm down on my knees, we need some extra tomatoes and cheese. And could you make that separate checks, please?
Taco Grande. Taco Grande.
Buenas noches, señor, y bienvenido a El Rico's Casa de Salsa. Tenemos muchos platos muy sabrosos. Si puedo recomendar el ardiente pollo al infierno, muy delicioso. Sus ojos se quemarán, su estómago estará en fuego. Se calarán en el baño por una semana. ¿Entiendes lo que digo, gringo estúpido tonto?
Well, the food is coming, I can hardly wait. Now watch your fingers, careful hot plate. What you think you're doing with my chili con queso? Well, if you want some, just say so. Oh boy, pico de gallo. They sure don't make it like this in Ohio. No gracias, yo quiero jalapenos. Nada más, you can toss away the hot sauce. ¿Dónde están los nachos? Holy frijoli. You better get me a bowl of guacamole. ¿Y usted, Eugene? Why's your face turning green? Don't you like a pinto bean? You want some more? Cinnamon crispas? If you don't, hasta la vista. Just take the rest home in a doggy bag if you wanna. You can finish it mañana. Well, it's been a pleasure. I can't eat no more. Señor La Cuenta, por favor. If you ain't ever tried real Mexican cooking, well, you oughta. Just don't drink the water.
Taco Grande. Grande. Taco Grande.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Oh, honey.
for my bun. Gonna need it if I wanna make a pot of lasagna. Ah, stop, think for a minute. Get the casserole dish, put my wet noodles in. That's me. Reboiled, it's all the rage. If noodles were a woman, then we'd be engaged. Add the sauce, the natives, tomato. Ran out of salt, so I had to add Play-Doh. And let it cook, and let it cook, and let it cook. Don't let it burn that. And watch it cook, and see it cook. Make sure it's golden brown, and we'll have bad word now.
Damn, who does this dude think he is? Sticking me in the oven without preheating it. When I beat this dick, I'm gonna see to it that I'm frozen in the middle, so cold that he won't eat this. If I was made of chicken, I'd make sure it's nice and raw, but I got some beef with it, me cold, that's all I got.
What now?
I know you like me golden brown, so I'ma hold it down in the oven till my back is crusted. Then I'll have to take the bus to make your knees and chow down. A quarter pounder with cheese, downtown dudes loud mouths dance, damn.
Yo, I like it golden brown.
Too bad, I'll be so black that my inner sculpture matters.
This is going to be so yummy, I sure hope it fills my tummy. Stab, cut, chomp,
ow. Why you eating me? I'm not golden brown.
Oh no, now I know, it's a little overcooked. Even though I did everything according to the book. These pre-boiled noodles that are all the rage are apparently a scam and I'm enraged.
It tastes like burning.
You have made me very, very angry.
You're in trouble now, fucko.
Words must have them, I'll go first. Chicken, win, peaches, silver, drop, pick a purse. Okay, now you win that round, but this time you're going down.
Pot, do not, picture pot of lasagna.
Took a turn,
left the light,
lost the light,
Carolina.
Double down, foiled again. Pre-wool noodles are not my friend.
Now that I'm baked and I made my escape, I'ma sit here on the counter till he throws me away. So I'll raise from the window, say hello to some babes. So I pray the garbage joke don't show the day. Life isn't that bad, being a lasagna. You get super baked and you meet a lot of monster. If only they could make the shelf life last longer.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I am mine.
up, he's breaking it down.
No more taking the train,
says the doc to me.
You gotta walk a lot more, and more importantly, you gotta pay attention to what you eat. Less meat or your heart is gonna cease to beat. If you see a street cart, just keep moving on, or this time next year, you'll be dead and gone.
Great.
See me today.
Leave me alone, street meat. Man, I'm not in the mood. Sorry, dude, but I gotta do nutritious food.
It's cool. No, I get it. Hey, man, it's your world. Gotta keep on that diet like a good little girl.
And as I'm walking past, I can hear you laughing. Why you gotta talk me street meat?
You keep taunting me street meat.
You taunt me. Why you gotta taunt me street meat?
You keep taunting me street
You taunt me. Just stop taunting me street meat.
Just stop taunting me street
You taunt me. Why you gotta taunt me street meat?
I try to move on,
but you keep taunting me. Versus all the salt that wants to be in my face.
Oh, look who it is now, Mr. Highbrow, Mr. Oh Wow, my diet won't allow cow.
Oh, come
Somebody
on.
Get him a salad, he has some kind of malady. Maybe it could be some kind of allergy.
Yeah, all right.
You know what? Nice hero or gyro or however you say it. I just pray it had an owner that remembered to spay it. What's next? Gonna take some lures, throw them down in the sewers, and whatever I catch, you're gonna throw it on skewers? Your shawarma's bad karma, so is your fajita. I know PETA wouldn't approve of what you put in that pita.
Wow, well said. Point taken. Guess someone else will eat this Jamaican fried bacon.
Damn, 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 damn. Why you gotta talk me street meat?
You keep taunting me street
meat. You taunt me. Why you gotta talk me street meat?
You keep taunting me street
meat. You taunt me. Just stop taunting me street meat.
Same dream.
Just feed me some food. It puts me in a good mood and gets me going. When the strains ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. Start with life there if need be. Snacks with an X. Whatever, just feed me. I'm hungry and I'm itching to get in the kitchen. So let me consider what's in the refrigerator. First ingredients needed. Good eggs, wheat, and flour for something salty. Or maybe sweet and sour lemon. Fill my dishes with delicious fish and brown rice. Sounds nice, but I can't argue with barbecue. Unforgettable edibles, fresh fruits and vegetables. A tomato, tornado, a plate of mashed potatoes. I'm drooling for tabbouleh salad, lentils and chickpeas. I'm ready for spaghetti or cold cuts with brick cheese. I can't say no to risotto. I'm lost in dreams of desserts like pumpkin pies or Boston creams. A gobble of peach cobbler after I eat lobster along with a couple of pieces of cheese pizza. Maybe I can manage to do damage to a sandwich. Marshmallows, peanut butter and bananas, and a big plate of gnocchi from Lucky with pita bread. Feed me a fajita or else a burrito. Instead of telling about the merits of carrots and asparagus, my knowledge of scallops and my advice on fried rice. For the right price, you can pig in the dig in the mold and bologna and finish a bowl of minestrone. Please make cheesecake. Everybody wants a lot of avocado and a chicken enchilada. Watch me wolf down a 4 pound minimum of chocolate chip cookies and rice pudding with cinnamon. I'm starving for fried calamari with seaweed, trying to save room for strawberries and kiwi to satisfy. It'll take more than a little plate of french fries, falafels, waffles, or griddle cakes. All this might be enough, but I'm doubtful. So I'm gonna savor the flavor of every mouthful of food. It puts me in a good mood and keeps me going. When under streams ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. Start with life fair if need be. Snacks with an X, whatever, just feed me some food. It puts me in a good mood and keeps me going. When under streams ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. Start with life fair if need be. Snacks with an X, whatever, just feed me some food.
So what happened is I was walking in the woods, and what started rolling around in my head was the chorus of the Mexican hack dance, with only the word potato in it. So there I was. I just kept singing, and then potato, 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 over and over. And it's a long walk. And I now have an entire song about potatoes.
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine, maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canishes or latkes or plain. Potato, 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 potato.
I am Ebenezer Bleezer. I run Bleezer's Ice Cream Store. There are flavors in my freezer you have never seen before. 28 divine creations, too delicious to resist. Why not do yourself a favor? Try the flavors on my list. Coca Mocha Macaroni, Tapioca Smoked Bologna, Checkerberry Cheddar Chew, Chicken Cherry Honeydew, Tutti Frutti Stew Tomato, Tuna Taco Baked Potato, Lobster Like a Lima Bean, Mozzarella Mangosteen, Almond Ham Meringue Salami, Yam Anchovy Prune Pastrami, Sassafras Savaki Hash, Sukiyaki Succotash, Butter Brickle Pepper Pickle, Pomegranate Pumpernickel, Peach Memento Pizza Plum, Peanut Pumpkin Bubblegum, Broccoli Banana Bluster, Chocolate Chop Suey Cluster, Avocado Brussels Sprout, Periwinkle Sour Kraut, Cotton Candy Carrot Custard, Cauliflower Cola Mustard, Onion Dumpling Double Dip, Turnip Truffle Triple Flip, Garlic Gumbo Gravy Guava, Lentil Lemon Liver Lava, Orange Olive Bagel Beet, Watermelon Waffle Wheat. Woo, I am Ebenezer Bleezer. I run Bleezer's Ice Cream Store. Taste the flavor from my freezer. You will surely ask for more.
Mama said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. She said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. She said if I would make the bed and watch the telephone, that she would send me out to get a chocolate ice cream cone. And so I did the thing she said, and then she made some gingerbread, and I went out just me alone and got my chocolate ice cream cone. Coming back, I stubbed my toe upon a big old stone. Now need I tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone? A little puppy came along and took a great big lick, and so I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. Then he bit me where I sit down, and he chased me all over town. So now I'm lost, can't find my home,
And all because of that chocolate ice cream cone. And all because of that chocolate, chocolate, chocolate ice cream cone.
I want another slice of a rhubarb tart. I want another lovely slice. I'm not disparaging the blueberry pie, but rhubarb tart is oh so very nice.
A rhubarb what? A rhubarb tart. A rhubarb tart.
A rhubarb tart.
I want another slice of rhubarb tart.
The principles of modern philosophy were postulated by Descartes. Discarding everything he wasn't certain of, he said, I think, therefore, I am a rhubarb tart.
A rhubarb what?
A rhubarb tart.
René who?
René Descartes.
For Marx, he thought he was a rhubarb tart.
A rhubarb tart has fascinated all the poets, especially the immortal bard. He made Richard III call out at Bosworth Field, my kingdom for a slice of rhubarb tart.
Immortal what?
Immortal tart.
A rhubarb what?
A rhubarb tart.
And rhymes go back, is really pretty much.
Since Wassily, Kandinsky and Paul Klee laid down the axioms of abstract art, even Jackson Pollock and Pete Mondrian prefer to paint a slice of rhubarb tart.
A Wassily who?
A Wassily.
A Kandin who?
A Kandinsky.
But how can he get in there for a start?
Read all the existentialist philosophers like Schopenhauer and Jean-Paul Sartre. Even Martin Heidegger agrees on one thing: eternal happiness is rhubarb tart.
A rhubarb what?
A rhubarb tart.
Jean-Paul who?
A Jean-Paul Sartre.
That sounds just like a rhyme from Lionel Bart.
And a song. Our advice to you is always go to work on a slice of rhubarb tart.
Okay. All right, coffee's going around now. Take it easy. I don't know about you, but I am freaking full of it. I can barely even move my head to read my playlist. Could you hand that up to me, please? Just show it to me. Just hold it up over my head. All right, here we go. I can see it. Just hold still, all right? We started that set with Archie Peer. We had a couple of songs of my absolute favorite foods. That was Tamales and Rock and Roll, followed by Tacos, Enchiladas, and Beans from Doris Day. Did I say Archie Peer, Tamales and Rock and Roll? Just want to make that clear. Tacos, Enchiladas, and Beans was Doris Day, Weird Al, Taco Grande. And I'm not sure which is my favorite, tacos or lasagna. So I had them both. That was Animal Nation, a lasagna song. And that's actually what I had for Thanksgiving dinner. My nephew-in-law, I don't know, my niece's husband, whatever you call that, he made some amazing lasagna. Eric outdid himself. A ton and a half of meat, not a whole bunch of noodles and pepperoni. The only thing missing was pork rinds, and he promised to see about that next time. So, we heard from Murph and Gawkman. That was Eat Street Meat. Was Mike Furman. And speaking of street meat, we had the fast food song from the Fast Food Rockers. That was actually kind of a hit back in the old days. Buck 65 and Food, Cheryl Wheeler, one of my favorites, and Potato. And then we had dessert. We started with Bleezer's Ice Cream, either written or spoken or both, by a guy named Jack Prolutsky. And that was actually covered by Natalie Merchant, but it was inaudible, so I was unable to bring it to you. I'll see what I can do. Kenny Roberts after that, the Chocolate Ice Cream Cone song, which is a big yodeling favorite, by the way. I found a bunch of those, and that may figure prominently in the 2016 Yodeling Festival here at the Bit Slap. More on that as it comes up, and when I can find a hiding place until it blows over. And then after that, Rhubarb Tart was John Cleese and the 1948 Show Choir. That was from the TV show At Last, 1948, which was appeared on BBC in Britain, featuring John Cleese and Graham Chapman of Monty Python, as well as Marty Feldman, remember him with the googly eyes, and somebody named Amy McDonald, who I don't know, and Tim Brooke Taylor, who later went on to found the Goodies, who, if you've never seen them, you should try it. It's a treat. So, all right, so that's it. Dessert is over. I got a few more things to, a few more goodie bags, and I'll be back next week with a grab bag show. Okay? Sounds good. See you then.
I got jaws like a bear trap, teeth like a razor, got me a Maytag tongue with a sensitive taste. I was born in Texas, called a land of beef. Never did care too much to bring this show, and I hell do love my meat and the meat man. You ought to see me eating, man. Ooh, meat man. You ought to see me eating, man. I've been down to Macon, Georgia. Ooh, I ate the fuzz off a Georgia peach. Plucked me a chicken down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I still got some feathers in my teeth. Ate a pound of pork in Huntsville, Alabama, from a fine Alabama hog. Went to Dallas, Texas, got a little bit of love and feathered bone to a Louisiana dog. Come on, meat man. Y'all to see me eat, man. Hell, I'm the meat man, baby. Woo, y'all to see me eat, man. It don't make me no difference, just as long as it's good meat. A killer ain't got much preference if it's done or rare I eat. Don't have to be U.S., the government approved the stamping on damn great A seal. Lost my beat, I lost your beat, and I think I get some meat and forget the steal. I'm the meat man. I got that right, ma'am. Shit.
That was okay.
I was going so great. Really don't make no difference, as long as it's good meat. I ain't got no preference, girl, if it's done or rare, I'll eat. It don't have to be U.S. government approved, a stamp with the great A seal. Just as long as it's lean and it's fully rhododendron, I'm on the damn sort to get them out of the field. That's why they call me the meat man. Y'all ought to see me eat, man. I ain't speeding no more. I am, thank God. That's what you call toughest nickel nails. Hell, when I'm well, too. I jawed like a bear trap, teeth like a razor, got a Maytag tongue with a sensitive taster. Born in Texas, called a land of beef. Give it to me, honey, cause it's sure like meat. I'm the meat man. Eat, ma'am. Let's trade it out. I'll throw it all on my shoulder, baby. I gotta have some help.
Don't let your meat loaf, don't let your Tootsie Roll, don't let your tuna fish, don't let your ice cream, don't let your onion ring, don't let let your Captain Crunch. Don't let your meatloaf. Don't let your banana split. Don't let your orange peel. Don't let your chicken wing. Don't let your eggplant. Don't let your lunchbox. Don't let your meatloaf. Don't let your pork chop. Don't let your peanut butter. Don't let your artichoke. Don't let your milkshake. But don't let your meatloaf.